This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Katie is from Chicago. I don't know her last name. She actually lived in a suburb of Chicago called Hoffman Estates. I remember when a new church, one of our churches, started in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, years ago. She wrote this in 2006. I'm 25, and 12 years ago, I happened to be diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus. We call it lupus. I've had many experiences medically I would rather have postponed to a riper age, and others, much of the population, will be grateful not to experience. I lead a rather unpredictable life. My plans for school, for jobs, for fun, often get interrupted by bouts with this disease that thinks it knows better what I should do with my time, yet I continue to make plans. A good thing, I suppose, since I was born with a bit of a stubborn streak. I read all of that just to read this next paragraph. The promise I cling to when all else seems shaky with disease is that God is the same each day. No matter how much I change or screw things up, my belief that God is faithful and never changes is what gets me out of bed every morning and puts me to sleep every night. God defines who I am, and I strive each day to begin with a fresh canvas so the picture of God's faithfulness I have seen can be reflected through my life. Where did she get that? Philosophy? No. Did she get that from some New Age concept? No, she got it from the Word of God. In a relationship with the God who loves her. That's where she got it, just like you and just like me. Law, gospel, truth, Christ. That's where everything comes from. There was a false teaching going on in the early church that Paul had to deal with. It's actually written about in verse 18. Those who have wandered away from the truth, they say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. That's an interesting description. There were people that taught that the resurrection was kind of a figurative spiritual thing, and that's really nice that we share in that resurrection. But they didn't believe or teach in a bodily resurrection after you die. I got a problem with that. Do you know why? Because I'm going to die, and so are you. I'm going to die, and so are you. And we hope to God that there is resurrection, as Jesus taught when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Your only hope of seeing a child you lost years ago is the resurrection of Christ from the dead. You better believe there's a resurrection. Your only hope of seeing a parent you lost, a brother or sister, a friend, a sibling, the only hope you're going to have of seeing them again is what Jesus said about resurrection. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said in John 14, that where I am, that's where you're going to be. You don't have that without resurrection. You don't experience that without resurrection. So that's an important negative thing to talk about in verse 18. I want to talk about the verse that says, the Lord knows those who are his. Verse 19, the Lord knows those who are his. Don't raise your hand, but all of us grew up in backgrounds, had somebody in our family, had somebody in our extended family who was more than anxious to send people to hell. You say, what do you mean by that? Did you ever have anybody you knew in your past that said, well, I know he's going to burn in hell. Boy, she's in for a surprise when she dies and wakes up and the flames are all around. I mean, we've all known people that say that, and isn't it interesting? Paul says, the Lord knows. The Lord knows, not you, not me. The Lord knows those who are his. It's up to him. I just need to be reminded of that. It's quoting from the Old Testament book of Numbers.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.